Well, to another somber story involving kids here in the U.S., and active shooter drills. They've increased in the years since the Marjory Stoneham Douglas High School massacre in Parkland, Florida. WUNC's Atidi Bandlamudi found out that's affecting students.
That's all it is.
I'm sitting in Therese Garrett's home in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. She's invited her son's friends and their parents for a playdate. The kids are in kindergarten and preschool. I'm talking to Maddox.
We had a lockdown practice.
What does that mean?
You hide in a room and be quiet.
During the lockdowns, they called the threat the lockdown man.
Yeah.
I asked Garrett's son Caleb and Maddox if they're afraid of him.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of anything.
But the drills affect their friend Ezra differently.
It's good, just a tiny bit.
You were scared just a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Ezra's teacher said he got really scared and anxious and started crying during the lockdown drill. But when his mom tried to talk to him about it later, he wasn't able to put his feelings into words. Therese Garrett, Caleb's mom, is also the medical director at Carolina Outreach, a mental health services clinic. She specializes in child psychiatry and works with children who have undergone serious trauma. She says she's not too worried about her kids dealing with the drills.
But for kids with underlying anxiety disorders or significant prior exposure to trauma, it can be a very different thing.
She says schools have to pay attention to kids who are more likely to be triggered by unexpected stress, especially with unannounced drills.
You know, a kid that has active PTSD or ongoing exposure to community violence or family violence, or a kid with autism or other special needs, should really be finding out about these things ahead of time.
Garrett says that little research has been done about whether these lockdowns psychologically affect students, because the drills themselves differ from school to school. This makes them very difficult to study, and to even conclude whether they're effective in saving lives. But statistically, mass school shootings are pretty rare. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the odds of a multiple victim homicide happening in a school for the 2017-2018 school year was 1 in 10 million. But many schools hold lockdowns anyway, even if the threat isn't a shooter.
The lockdown, which is really a particular response to school shootings, now gets to be used for other things, right?
Zachary Levinsky teaches at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, with a focus on school safety and risk management. In his research, he's found many schools go into lockdown to avoid lawsuits for not preparing for disasters.
There's a robbery in the neighborhood, or another school has a gun and you have things like hold them secure in your area or partial lockdown.
He says administrators and teachers are taught to confront the shooter with similar lawsuit concerns in mind. And some students, like Dahlia Marquez, a junior from East Chapel Hill High School in North Carolina, says lockdown drills have become so common that kids no longer seem to take them seriously.
People are like giggling or they're like on their phones and you can hear like whispers and stuff. But I remember after the Parkland shootings and the protests that everybody was like completely silent.
She says after Parkland, students feared their school could be next. Esther Romagni, a senior at nearby Carborough High School, says in the aftermath, she initially felt triggered by the drills. Even today, if she starts to think about it, she can feel like nothing in life matters.
Because like somebody just could come in and kill all of us at once really easily.
Zachary Levinsky says schools will continue to do lockdown drills because it makes people feel safe. It gives schools a proactive step to combat a threat largely out of their control. For Here and Now, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.
Atiti's story is from Guns and America, a public media reporting project on the role of guns in American life.